Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to the show. It's for you, those of you that work so hard for your money. You want your money to start working harder for you today. You want that freedom and cash flow now, not 30 or 40 years, but right now. So you can live that life as you love with those you love. Most importantly, it's not just about getting rich, about creating a rich life, because as you're blessed financially, you have a greater capacity to bless the lives of others. Thank you for allowing me to create that ripple effect through you guys today. I appreciate you guys allowing me to do this really for the last, well, now it's the podcast has been over 8 years, but as Money Ripples, today's birthday, our 10th birthday, which is technically really in a few days, but our 10th anniversary of this company, Money Ripples, thank you for allowing me to create a ripple effect through your lives for the last 10 years. As a reminder, if you haven't done so already, join our Money Ripplers page, especially if you're on Facebook. Go to Facebook, find the Money Ripplers page, join today. If you guys want to have like updates and different things we talk about and conversations, great group to be a part of. We're already, I don't know how many hundred strong, but it's a great group. One of the best group, just like you guys. There's similar people just like you in this group. Love to have you join us. So be sure to do that today. Hey, how amazing would it be if you could create monthly cash flow, passive income from making at least double digit returns on your money? And get this, it's only $1,000 or more that you need to invest. Guys, that's exactly what Secured Investment Corp does. They actually do short-term lending to real estate investors that's backed by real estate that you can actually return double-digit returns on. That means 10% or better. It's also IRA friendly, and you can even reinvest those monthly distributions to create compound interest on your money too. If you want to learn more about that, go check out securedinvestmentcorp.com. That's secured, S-E-C-U-R-E-D, investmentcorp.com. All right. So like I said, today is the 10th anniversary, and it really got me thinking about the origin story of Money Ripples. Now, of course, you probably have heard the story repeatedly that 20 years ago as a financial advisor, did that for several years, quit when I realized it was crap, and then became financially independent in 2006, came out of that retirement to then start a company. Well, at that time, I was in a company called Freedom Fast Track, which was started by a guy named Garrett Gunderson. If you've heard of him, he wrote the book Killing Sacred Cows. Also, What Would the Rockefellers Do? He wrote a book like that talking about infinite banking. So I started to work with him and we launched a company together with several other people. Now, during the recession, when we were going through our crap, everybody else pretty much quit other than a few people. The cool thing was that because of what I was suffering through, right, I was able to get creative. I was able to get really resourceful in finding money. That is the cash flow process they were able to use that even leads to what's called Wealth Factory today. They're using my old, really now a 10 plus year old process that I gave them, which I knew I was going to evolve past anyways. So that kind of stuff that you've seen from them is actually my old original stuff. The only reason it happened is because I'm kind of a lone wolf, right? I've been known to do my own thing, beat to my own drum. And in fact, there's a few times that Garrett even wanted to get rid of me. He's like, why is this guy even here? The thing that shocked him was, of course, that even when we went through hard times, the people that were his yes man quit where I didn't. I stuck around primarily because I had a real strong spiritual impression that I should. Anyways, long story short, I had been there for several years, helped build up the company. We were prospering again, but I was getting antsy. I felt like something more was coming. And that's the thing. I have this intuition where I feel something coming, right? Just like I've been warning you guys about the bear market, like last August of 2021. And then again in December of 2021, I said, I think the market's about to turn. And then a few weeks later, it started turning south. Those are the kind of feelings I get. I get these impressions. Well, I remember it was just over 10 years ago, I was out for a run and I was starting to feel the impression that I wanted to create something. And I was trying to create another website and I wasn't trying to compete anything to compete with Freedom Fast Track or Wealth Factory. I was actually just trying to create another brand or something I could do, just something to kind of get my creative juices going. Well, as I was out for that run, I started thinking, what would be something that would really embody what we're talking about. I remember looking at websites with cash flow in the name and they'd be like 10,000 bucks for the website. And as I was thinking about it, I thought, well, Chris, go to your vision. What do you envision happening? Now, we had already helped hundreds of people at Freedom Fast Track, helped those people create extra cash flow. over just a few years. And I started thinking about specific families, you know, especially the chiropractors and the dentists that we worked with, and thinking about their families and how their lives have been blessed. And it didn't just affect them, but affect their children too. It created a whole new legacy of abundance where before it was scarcity. And I started to think about that and what it did for their children. And I thought, man, if it doesn't just stop there, that's a generational impact plus a community impact, because when those people prosper, they can bless the lives of those around them, their other family members, extended family members, friends, neighbors, people like that. And then the vision just caught me like this ripple effect going across the world. And that's when the name Money Ripples came to be. And I remember I was a few miles away from my house on that run, and the Money Ripples just stuck with me. I said, I got to go back and see if there's a website for that and see if anybody's taken it. If not, I want it. Ran back home, probably much faster than I did that first part of that run. Ran back home, looked it up. No one had it. Immediately, I'm like, I'm getting it. Bought it for $7.95 from GoDaddy, and Money Ripples had begun. I didn't know what to do with it. Well, October 11th, 2012, as I'm sitting in the office, I set up a meeting with Gary Gunderson. We're sitting down and talking about the future and stuff. I wanted to talk about my role and what I was doing. I was already coaching all of his clients, right? I brought the whole cash flow process, even their cash flow banking process was something that we had worked on. And so I was telling him, I said, I was sitting in this meeting, I said, Garrett, I like coaching, but I want to do more. I want to get out and speak and do more things with you. He's like, that's great, but I don't see that in the cards. I don't see that as your role. Okay, well, I guess I can just settle. And I was like, oh, wait, sorry. I didn't mean to say the word settle. I guess I can just do coaching. But I really want to do that. Yeah, I don't know, Chris. And then after a while, it got really awkward. And I said, Garrett, are you firing me? Well, I just don't know how it's going to... Garrett, just level with me. Yeah, I know he sounds bold in person and on stage. In person, it really had a hard time. Plus, we had a history. We've been working together really for about, up to that point, five, almost 6 years. And finally, just, Garrett, level with me. And at that point, his COO came in and he slid a letter across the table. And I saw a tear drip out of his eye as he did it. And I'm like, what's this? That's your non-compete and your termination letter saying that you're done. What? The whole reason this company is revitalized and even has been successful is because of what I brought to it. And now you want to get rid of me? What? If anything, I should quit. I should dump you, not the other way around, right? And it really affected me. I was shocked. In fact, I started like just hysterically crying. It's so rare in my life I've done that. I'm just like crying uncontrollably to the point where they're like, hey, do you need a minute? I said, yes. I can't even go out. For whatever reason, even though it was 5 o'clock in the evening, people stuck around. They were working late that night. And so I'm like, wait, I got to get my composure. And so we started talking about what's going to happen. And I said, well, okay, well, I got a company I can start on my own. Don't worry. I'm not going to touch your precious relationships that you guys have, because they were afraid I would take all their business away, because really the business was built around me. The coaching was built around my system. And I said, don't worry. I'm going to do my own thing. I'm going to stay out of your little sandbox. I'll let you guys play there and I'll play on my own. But yeah, I'm still going to teach cash flow. I'm going to teach infinite banking and do that kind of stuff. And I said, all right, well, fine. And now granted, non-competes don't work in the state of Utah, but I wanted to honor it, right? So anyways, Money Ripples, I'm like, I guess I'm starting it. And I remember I didn't even pack up my stuff. I just left the office really quick, just shut my computer down, left. And I'm driving home thinking, what am I going to tell my wife? How am I going to break the news to her? What's going on? And I parked in a church parking lot. And as I'm sitting in front of that church, I'm praying. I'm thinking, Lord, what is this? Like, is this meant to be? I mean, obviously, I know that there are no accidents. What's supposed to come of this? Like, what am I to do right now? What path should I be taking? Because the path was kind of thrust upon me. And at that moment, I got this huge, overwhelming sense of peace. And I just felt through the Spirit. He just said, listen, this moment right now in this parking lot is a turning point in your life. This is going to be part of your story. Move on, move forward with Money Ripples, and I'll help you out. Basically, I got your back. And so I did. And it was rough. I didn't have a lot of money to start it up. I was paying off all those debts from everything that I'd been doing. So I was on a great track for paying off my debts and getting out of that debt hole I created over $1 million, but I was still in the middle of it. And now I have to launch a new business, you know, with really no planning, no resources. So, I mean, I got a website up, I got things going. Even 8 years ago, it was pretty rough. I'll share this with you here. You know, here's me, right? Like, this is me doing an intro video for my website, talking to people about, you know, Wealth Empowerment Intensive and for an event I'm doing. Yes, I didn't have a beard back then. I was much chubbier, much more sick, believe it or not, even than I was 8 years later. But that's me right there. That's who I was. And just trying to make it work. Now, granted, you know, yes, I hit six figures in my business within the first little bit, but the truth is that it was a rough go. I mean, it was like really trying to build it from scratch. I had to keep going back to that memory, sitting in that church parking lot, remembering that this is a turning point. This is meant to be. And there's been several times, especially in those first 5 years, 4 or 5 years of Money Ripples, really the first few years, where I wondered if I should quit. I wondered if I should just shut down Money Ripples on many occasions. I remember I was sitting down with some other business owners and they're talking about like your worst nightmares. I had a nightmare where I put on an event and no one showed up except for the cameraman. And so I just basically turned on the camera like I'm doing now, talking to myself, right? Had him turn on the camera and I was doing an event all alone. I thought, man, is this worth it? Should I do that? Now that was my dream. That was never reality, but it was pretty scary. I felt alone. And there was times I posted on this Facebook just last month where this was actually about 8 years ago. 8 years ago, I was right when you're seeing that guy all sick and tired. I almost quit my business at that moment when you saw that guy in that video. I almost quit. I said, maybe I should just go get a job or maybe I should just go work for somebody else and let them do all the work. And granted, remember, I was on the outside doing great, making six figures with my business, but I was wondering if I should shut it down. But the good news is after a divorce and all those things really put my life in check and in question, it really came back to why are we here? Why does Money Ripples exist? It's for you. The reason I'm doing this podcast is for you. That's the one thing I did, even when I thought about quitting, was still doing the podcast. One, for my own posterity, for my own family, but two, for you, because I know that you're watching this right now, hoping to get some sort of value, hoping for freedom, hoping to have some answers. And I'm here to tell you that there is hope. There's absolutely hope. Not only have we proved this with hundreds of our clients, right? And then we've given people some massive results in what we do. In fact, I don't know too many coaching type programs, right? Especially in the financial space where it's more like financial strategy in coaching, not just like, here's how to create a new real estate investing business, right? But an actual financial help and creating some strategies and creating connections for you to be able to get out of the rat race with passive income, which I brought in more closer to 2016 after I got myself out of the rat race. Then I started teaching you that. I'll tell you, though, all those things that have happened, like I'm so glad I didn't quit. I'm glad that I listened to that whisper and continued on the path with Money Ripples. I'm glad I was on that run and decided to go get the name Money Ripples because it really does embody what we're about, which is to provide you hope and create a ripple effect through your life. Because as you have more cash flow, as you have more passive income coming in, the point where you create more freedom for yourself, time for you, time for your family, time to create something more. If you're in business, to be create a greater megaphone in your business, allow you to create that freedom to make something bigger and greater to serve and bless more lives. And even if you work a job, same thing. How can you bless and serve more people? Not just create comfort for your own family, not just get rich, but creating that rich life that we talk about. That's what we are. We embody that. This is the only reason we're here. This is the only reason we want to be here. This is the only reason why I'm still doing this, even though I don't have to. Trust me, there are plenty of, I could easily do things much simpler than what I'm doing right now. Heck, I mean, you would have gone back 5 years ago. 5 years ago, I was working 5 or 10 hours a week and just doing this podcast, coaching a few people, doing a little bit of infinite banking. And that was it. Just very part-time casual business, really running with myself. Not even having a team like we're starting to have today, where we have this core team already keeping this business going and growing. But it comes back to the same thing. Why am I reinvesting my money back in this business? Because I want you guys, I want more and more of you to have hope, to have that freedom that I've enjoyed myself and that many of our clients have enjoyed too. That 2030 goal that we talk about all the time, to have 1,000 people plus, even more than that, 1,000 families financially independent, free, to be work optional, to work because you want to, not because you have to. It's all part of that. So this 10-year celebration really is not even about me and not about me not quitting. It's really about you guys. And those of you that actually have already taken action, that are already on that journey, some of you already accomplished what you've wanted to accomplish. And there's many, many more of you that have yet to accomplish what we've been talking about, that this doesn't seem like a reality yet. And that's why we're here. Okay. That's the purpose of what we're trying to do here to help you create. We want you to live the best abundant life possible. And that can only happen if you take this information and apply it and then really put it into your life and put it into practice. So it becomes a part of you, not just a strategy. It's about who you become in the process. You can become an abundant person, not just a rich person. If you're just rich, you're just rich. If you're abundant, you're prosperous and wealthy. That is the goal we have for you. So I don't want to miss much more words, but I'll just tell you, over the last 10 years, it's been an amazing journey. I appreciate those of you who've been along for the ride. Some of you guys have been listening to this podcast since the beginning. Some of you guys have been, you listened to 600 plus episodes. Congratulations. I can't even believe you did it. I don't even want to listen to me that much, but you guys have done it. I appreciate you guys tuning in. You've been binging and you have been sharing with others. And if this means anything to you, I ask you deep down, share this with other people. Get this message across. This is the ripple effect we want to create. And it cannot happen you doing the traditional mainstream junk like I taught 20 years ago. Financial advising is broken. Just today, someone reached out to me and said, hey, look what my financial advisor said, because she's looking to get her money away from the market. She knows, especially after we've talked, I said, listen, this is not the bottom of the bear market. There's more to go. And I was like, I can't tell you to sell your mutual funds. I can't tell you to sell stocks, but you may want to protect whatever you have left right now. She had already lost a lot of money. And somebody else today who lost $140,000, her 401k, because she hadn't moved her money out. She's like, well, it shouldn't go down much more. That is the trap everybody gets caught into. I've seen it as a financial advisor. I saw it as a stock coach. I've seen it happen over and over. It's going to affect more people's lives. When the feds say that the average American and small business owner is going to feel some pain, believe it's going to be worse than what they say. It's going to be worse. You can't control what's going on in the markets. You can't control what the feds are going to do. You can't control the stock markets. That's why we don't invest in them. But you can control what actions you take today, what education you get, and what you do with that education will make all the difference in life, whether you will have a legacy of prosperity and abundance and freedom, or a legacy of the average Joe American that's living paycheck to paycheck, hoping and praying that something might change, although it's not. The choice is up to you guys, but I'm super excited for these last 10 years, and I'm even more excited to see what these 10 years will become. It's going to be an awesome ride. You guys just hang in when we start seeing what the next decade will bring. Guys, make it a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.